Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
In your opinion, what are the most important three things to care about? Do you have a list? For the record, I have a list. Interestingly, the things we care about most directly influence how we live each day. As I'm working on this content, I wonder what three things you care about most. Equally, it would be inspirational for a group of us to sit around a table with a favorite mug and share three things we care about most in life. Incidentally, Scripture helps us identify and adopt three things to care about. And actually, this is helpful because it provides guidelines to prioritize your life each day. God provides His priorities to help you organize and manage your life in a complicated fallen world. So, today's content focuses on individuals. Yes, God cares about individuals very much. Essentially, from God's perspective, the three things to care about always start with individuals. So let's look. The first thing that God really cares about is Jesus Christ, the individual, the God-man. Of course, God cares very much about Jesus. In fact, God identifies Jesus as the only connect point between all individuals and God. The second thing God cares about is individual people. God reaches to every individual ever born, including you. Remarkably, even all individuals around the world. People in war-torn countries, those who are hungry, especially those who suffer and have been mistreated. The third thing God cares about is the body of Christ, made up of individuals. Essentially, God cares about each individual in His family, each person, with their unique skills and abilities, is central in His great heart. Let's go on to talk about Paul, who also identified three things to care about. Paul was busy starting churches, visiting believers, writing letters to encourage Jesus followers. Plus, he worked a career on the side to eke out a living. Additionally, he suffered severe persecutions. Nevertheless, Paul cared about individuals. Passionately, he built up individuals, helped them know Jesus, and instructed them to live an alive and active life in a fallen world. Strategically, Paul did these three things. First, he proclaimed Jesus, the unique individual, as the only bridge to God. Second, he communicated that individuals are important to God, even while he was pouring into their faith. And third, he wrote letters to churches with proofs that each individual in the body is important to God. Remarkably, Paul took time to mention numerous individuals in his letters. Take a look sometime. Often, the flavor of his words is gratitude as well as prayer support. Incidentally, he also told believers to follow his example of commitment to Jesus and to other individuals. Also, Paul did the following things. He helped believers learn to build each other up. Then he trained them to spread the gospel of Jesus. Also, he modeled how to sidestep black holes that claim your time and energy. Interestingly, he spoke against the pitfalls of organized church. And additionally, he nurtured believers with fresh energy and care. Radically, Paul just couldn't get enough of Jesus. Literally, he could not stop talking about Christ. Well, let's dig deeper into the three things to care about. We identified that Jesus Christ is the first thing God cares about very much. And Jesus is the most unique individual in all history. Subsequently, he completely changed the eternal course of mankind. His sinless, faithful life is exemplary. Subsequently, every individual Christian should care about Jesus. First of all, to know him as Savior and friend. Second, to experience his tender compassion. Third, to receive Christ's power to prevail against temptation. Fourth, to make Jesus central in your life. Check out Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14. And then finally, to pursue Christ passionately in all life details. Thankfully, the Son of God cares deeply about each individual, about you. Actually, his teachings and miracles focus on individuals. Of course, Jesus cares about groups. Nevertheless, it always comes down to an individual's response to him. Consequently, how much do you care about the individual, Jesus Christ? Now let's go on to the second thing that God cares about, and that is individual people, you and me. To be like Christ, focus on people who need Jesus. After all, these people are looking for truth. They're also looking for a good example. They're looking for companionship. And importantly, they're looking for a purpose for living. Now, this group of people includes any kind of professional, heads of state, underprivileged, wealthy, sick, slave, master, man, woman, child, any and every nationality, and so forth. In fact, every individual needs Jesus. Subsequently, pray for individuals God puts in your life. Additionally, look for practical ways to care about them. Caring about individuals gives you purpose. And now the third thing that God cares about, the body of Christ. Building up individuals is a loving, thoughtful strategy to build Christ's body, the church. Technically, these are your true brothers and sisters. Consider these things. First, how are you using your spiritual gifts to care about brothers and sisters in Christ? Plus, how are you helping others discover their own spiritual gifts? Additionally, are you relating to individuals with the fruit of the Spirit? And finally, when others hurt or rejoice, do you hurt or rejoice with them? Essentially, caring about individuals helps strengthen Christ's body. Well, we need to explore some good questions to help you identify what you care about. Let's start with Jesus Christ. For starters, identify how central Jesus is in your heart. And here are five questions to help you do that. First, are you in Scripture daily? Next, have you made Jesus your first and best companion? Additionally, do you care about things Jesus cares about? Number four, how do you show love for him each day? And finally, what do you need to change? All right, next we're going to identify your priorities about individuals. First of all, how do you show compassion and care for individuals? Plus, are you connecting with others in practical ways and becoming increasingly aware of their needs? Number three, how regularly do you pray for people's needs? Number four, do you call, write, or text to share an encouraging word? And number five, do you pray for people who mistreat you? Now let's talk about the third thing that God cares about, the body of Christ. So here are some questions to help you know how much you care about Christ's body, the church. First, what service or gift do you share with other believers? Next, have you noticed, is there a person that no one is helping in your church? Well, question number three, so what will you do about that? Question number four, how often do you pray for brothers and sisters? Further, do you tithe to show practical caring about individuals in Christ's church? And finally, do you remember the needs of widows and orphans? You know, every day you build important things, like your life, a reputation, systems for living, a legacy. Why not build into individuals as a lasting legacy? In this way, you become like Jesus. Plus, you perpetuate an alive and active life. I have some additional ideas I want to share with you. These practical ideas help you care about the right things. Let's start here. The psalmist says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Psalm 139, 23 and 24. You know, when you care enough to ask those kinds of questions of God and to say those kinds of very blunt things to Him, you start to get in touch with what God cares about. So that's one place to start. But the next thing we need to consider is the idea of letting God measure and define you. Hebrews 13:8 says, "God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a safe measuring stick. Consequently, it is safe to let Him measure your character and identify your original design. And incidentally, this helps you figure out how to engage your design to care about individuals." And then there's another additional idea I want to share with you. Creative efforts. God is creative in His work. Strategically, He focuses on individuals. Additionally, He overcomes your enemies. And further, He engages wisdom and creative efforts on your behalf. So, be creative yourself. First and foremost, pursue close relationship with God each day. Next, explore His purpose for your life. Then strategically consider creative ways to help others. And finally, engage your skills, interests, and abilities to make a difference. God always gives you opportunities for creative efforts to help individuals in practical ways. We're going to talk about our application thoughts and questions right now, but I'm actually going to do that by revisiting the questions we explored earlier about the three things that God cares about the most. The first, again, is Jesus Christ. So here are the questions. Identify how central Jesus is in your heart. First, are you in Scripture daily? Next, have you made Jesus your first and best companion? Third, do you care about things Jesus cares about? Number four, how do you show love for Him each day? And finally, what do you need to change? Okay, the second area God cares about, that you should care about and I should care about, is individual people. So here are the questions that help you to know where you're at with that. Number one, how do you show compassion and care for individuals? Next, are you connecting with others in practical ways and becoming increasingly aware of their needs? Third, how regularly do you pray for people's needs? Then, do you call, write, or text to share an encouraging word? Number five, do you pray for people who mistreat you? The third area that God cares about is the body of Christ. So let's review the questions that help you know how you care about Christ's church. First, what service or gift do you share with other believers? Second, have you noticed? Is there a person no one is helping in your church? So what are you going to do about that? The next thing is, how often do you pray for brothers and sisters? Number five, do you tithe to express care about Christ's church? And number six, do you remember the needs of widows and orphans? Portions of this content come from our book, It's Your Move. It's a devotional book that takes you through Romans and powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.